But
hello, darling.
Hello, sweetheart.
What are you talking about, Faustine?
We're talking about some teeth.
I was teasing.
Yes.
I was telling the little boy about the teeth, you
yes.
know?
Yes.
And but he has the idea that I'm talking about false teeth. I'm not talking about false
thank
teeth.
God.
I'm talking about
teeth. Yes.
And about the other night.
Yes.
When you were doing your teeth.
Yes.
You knocked something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you knocked something over.
Uh-huh.
Yes. You don't remember.
Yes.
It's not important.
No.
I only mention it to let you know I was puzzled,
yes.
you know.
Yes.
But that mirror is not a very good mirror.
No. No, the blessed mirror is too low for my eyes.
I know, because when I was in the bathroom
yes.
and you were doing your teeth, you had to stoop.
Yes, I
you know,
yes.
And you were looking up on one side, you know.
Yes,
and I
yes.
thought, well, what a stupid place to put a mirror.
Yes.
You know, it is not right height.
I suppose they cater for the majority of tall people like me.
I know, but I have to notice it.
Yes, that's right. That is very kind. Very funny.
How are you today?
I'm very well, darling.
I went with you this morning when you went to the market.
Uh-huh.
But
thank
did you not go to see someone different there? It was not the same person.
No, I think he has not been well.
It was a different person
yes.
there
yes,
that was
right.
doing the flowers,
yes,
not the man that
no,
you have seen before.
That's right. Yes.
Are you going to see Mr. Peter Bander before again or not? I suppose it's not possible because you are...
I don't know, darling. They haven't asked me to come.
I wondered if you might have tried some experiments. They did not suggest it.
Well, we did try for a little time last time I was there, but didn't get anything.
No?
And I told them I was staying over the weekend.
You are going back on Monday afternoon?
Monday evening, darling.
Monday evening?
Yes, Monday.
You have a direct flight?
Yeah, direct flight.
Home?
Yes.
You don't have to change?
No.
Good.
I have, and that's very comfortable. In an hour and a half, I'm back in Sweden.
That is very good.
Yes, that's very nice. And that's why I like to book months ahead, and then you're sure of... a seat. So
can you hear me?
Bipan?
You hear me?
Yes, very well, darling. There's nothing to worry. Are you very happy now? We are talking every day, darling.
Of course I am happy.
Ah.
Whenever I have the opportunity to talk to you,
yes,
makes me very happy, of course.
Yes.
But I realize it's not always possible.
No.
But of course, I have the advantage, you know. I can come and see you whenever I wish.
Yes.
Whereas it is not easy for you because you do not always know when I am there.
No, that's
although
right.
I think sometimes you do realize it, but it's not the same as being able to talk to each other.
Now, I hope
we are very fortunate.
I hope you'll be able to talk to me in our flat.
I shall do that.
Nah.
One day I shall do that.
Just the same.
That is why I want you to persevere.
Yes.
You know, not to lose heart, not
just
to give up.
Just the same as we are doing it.
Well, here. That I hope, that I would not dare to say.
No.
But I thought this tape recorder,
yes.
I think you should still continue it.
Yes.
I think it is worth keeping on.
Yes,
to try,
yes.
you know, because it may well be that
you
I will
see,
be able
handicap,
to do it.
My handicap is that I'm alone, absolutely alone, no one
I
is.
Know, I sometimes wish it were possible for you to... meet one or two people
yes,
who would be interested, such as you are.
Yes,
I've often hoped this would be possible.
Would
surely there are people. I cannot imagine there are not people. There
yes.
must be people who would be interested, who would like to experiment.
You know, the trouble in Sweden is people about time. They have no time for any activity of that sort. Which is,
no.
You see, they work all day, and when they finish their work, they have to do shopping and eating and
but then, you are getting home earlier.
Yes, of course, but not everybody else.
No, but you, I mean you.
Yes, I
you
yes.
seem to be getting home a little earlier
yes.
each day now.
Yes.
You finish earlier.
Yes, that's right.
What time now you leave? About 4?
Oh, no, earlier, darling. I leave about half past 2.
Half past 2.
Yes.
but I know that when I have been sometimes in the flat you are in by four.
Yes. But you see, sometimes I have to do shopping on the way. And
where did you get that bag from? Is it red?
Which bag, darling?
The shopping.
Shopping bag?
You don't know what I'm talking about.
No. Which bag?
The bag that you put the shopping in.
Ah.
Is it a new one?
No. It's the same bag which used to be in your hand when you were traveling.
I don't know. Perhaps we are confused then, because I saw you the other day and you had a bag I didn't remember ever having seen before.
You mean when I was buying the gramophone records?
That was it.
Ah, yes. That was from the shop. It was a very big bag.
It was so big I couldn't think that it was ordinary. You know, I thought it was a new bag you had bought,
No.
Oh, it was one they give to you?
The one, yes.
Because I
had so many records that I must have a big bag to carry.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes, that's
I was
right.
A bit puzzled by
it.
Because I had not any recollection of ever having seen it when you were shopping,
right.
Yes. And I thought, well, it must be a new bag that you have bought. How many records have you got now?
Oh, many.
Hundreds?
Oh, yes, many. Yes, many. But there are some favorites, you know. I particularly like those records which we used to listen together. And I always know.
What about Sibelius?
Yes, Sibelius, I have got one.
And the Swan of Tuonela.
Yes. And
you know that?
Hmm?
The Swan of Tuonela.
I don't think we have that of Sibelius.
No?
I can't think of that. But I love that Brahms lullaby.
Ah.
That was your favorite.
I know. I like that very much, of course.
You know? And then I love Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker. Used to love that too.
I don't know. We are talking about ordinary things today.
No, but you see, it is a link. Which I really like. Music is a great thing.
You know, I think that Mr. Peter Panda.
Yes.
If only he...
Persevere.
Yes. I think he is going to have a great success.
Very good.
With his experiments.
You know,
I think this book of his will arouse a lot of interest, you know.
Yes.
And a lot of people will be in contact, you know.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people will have interesting experiments. I think we ought to continue.
Yes,
I don't think that you should give up these experiments.
I spoke to him after you talked to me about him last week, and he was very interested, and he said, do please bring me the tape when you come again.
Ah, you see?
Yeah.
Maybe then that you will go to him before you return?
No.
Or will this be when you come again
in
the autumn?
Next.
Because I think he would be interested, because he is so anxious to convince,
you know. I told him particularly what you said, that my wife told me that you will make some significant advance in the next few months.
I think so.
Mm.
I think that he, well, of course, he will continue these experiments, but he has not the time at the moment to do very much. I think he is, what you say, busy, huh?
Yes.
But I have a very strong feeling when the autumn and the winter comes, he will meet some very interesting people that he has not even met yet.
No.
And one person in particular who is very important,
who is that?
Who will be very helpful and very interesting in this, you know.
Yes.
He is a man of scientific mind, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know, but I'm told to say these. That in the late part of the year, there will be tremendous progress, you know, and certain individuals will be brought into contact with him. And one person in particular, I am told, will be a great asset, you know, to the furthering of this. I think there's a lot yet to be done.
Yes.
But I am convinced, you know, although he may not think so, I think that there is a link with this experimenting, you know, with medium.
Yes.
I think there is definitely a link which has not yet been discovered. Because if you are going to have a human voice, if you are going to have a trans what you say, transmission
yes.
of an individual's
yes.
mentality
yes.
and thoughts and so on, somewhere there must be a link of
yes.
a material and
yes.
of a human nature.
You see, that's exactly
I
right.
mean, it's not very well to talk about purely scientific,
yes.
Which is all right, but if you are using an instrument, you still have to have the human element.
Yes.
And I think that the power that exudes from some people is of such a nature that it helps. Indeed, I would think it is possible that without this human agency, it could not happen.
Yes.
It is not fully
yes.
correct to say
yes.
it is purely mechanical, because
yes.
it is not.
You know, that's exactly what Peter van der has written a letter to Leslie and suggested that he should visit them, and they might have a trial in his presence.
No, I suggested it to Peter. It's the other way around.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And
I think it is worth trying.
Yes.
Because I am sure that if you have a medium who
yes.
is a powerful instrument,
yes.
who has for many years
yes.
been capable of bringing communication such as we have, then obviously this should be some great asset to obtaining the voices mechanically. It would be a great assistance
yes.
to the production. Of course, the tragedy there is, I suppose, from his point of view
yes.
and a scientific approach. Some people say, well, this is another form of mediumship and spiritualism and
yes.
all that,
mm-hmm.
which possibly is what they do not want.
No.
But the point is, it's not so important in a kind of way how it is done. The fact that it is done,
yes.
you know, that it is achieved.
Yes.
And I think there is a link. I think it could be built up. And after all, if we can bring conviction to the world, this is the important thing. It's not the people that are important, or the method that is important. It is the result.
Yes.
This, and I think this is what one must think, you know, that it is, for instance, not you or me or Mickey, the little boy that comes
yes.
here, or the medium,
yes.
or Peter, or whoever it may be.
Yes.
It is not the individuals that are the important factor.
No. No.
It is what the result
yes.
that comes
yes.
That will convince the world.
Correct.
Because unless we do something
yes.
to convince the world
yes.
of the reality of these things, and as the world is going today, unless we are able to do something to stop
yes.
what man is doing,
yes.
To make him realize his responsibility,
yes.
To make man realize the reality of a life which is very much intermingled, how you say, with
yes.
the earth.
That's right.
In other words, when man realizes that he is creating circumstances and conditions which are detrimental to the human race, physically and mentally and psychically too,
yes.
because a lot of these things that are happening in your world will, in time, have an effect on the etheric conditions
future.
Around the earth.
Yes, future.
You know, people don't realize that
no.
man is
no.
destroying not only purely in a material sense, he is also affecting in a, what I suppose you could call an etheric sense, because all around the world of Earth, there is the etheric condition. And after all, this is what people who are experimenting with these tape recordings and receiving instructions or whatever, they are really touching the etheric.
Yes.
They are really impinging on the conditions around the Earth of an etheric nature.
Yes.
And this is how I come and talk to you.
Exactly.
I have to use an etheric voice box. And it is this voice box that reconstructs my personality, or at least gives to you
yes.
some reproduction
yes.
of my voice and what I'm trying to convey and what I'm trying to think, you see. I mean, in all communication, no matter what form it takes, it has to be brought down to a material level. Otherwise, you would not know of its existence. You would not hear a voice or whatever. And this is exactly the same, you know, with this instrument, that,
yes.
The voice box.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, couldn't you have this voice box at home?
But this is what I'm trying to say to you.
Yes.
You say, can we not have this voice box at home?
Yes.
But the point is that
yes.
you have not got, unfortunately,
yes.
this something, a special substance or whatever it is,
yes.
which makes it possible. Some uh-huh. people have it, but not everyone. I suppose in the kind of way most people have it,
yeah, it's
but it's not very powerful.
It's what they call ectoplasm.
I know,
yes.
and I think this is where these experiments will be so successful.
Yes,
if the development of this is in contact with mediums.
Yes, sir.
I know they don't like the idea, because they say, well, then that is merely another extension of spiritualism or mediums,
yes,
and so on,
yes,
which is what they want to avoid, I presume.
Yes, yes.
They want it completely scientific, completely and absolutely separate and apart,
yes,
from any human agency. But they cannot have it without some human agency of some description. And I think the power that exudes from certain people makes this possible.
Yes.
And I think that Peter is a medium. This Mr. Van der Peter, he doesn't know, perhaps, but he is psychic,
yes,
much more than he realizes. And I think a great deal of success will come, not just from the mechanical devices of a tape recorder as such, or whatever the method is used, but because of psychic or mediumistic talent or ability. He has a very strong mental aspect too. He senses and feels things, and a lot of people do, but he could be a remarkable medium himself,
yes,
if he wanted to develop in the way in which mediums do develop.
Yes.
But he is caught up, what you say,
yes,
with this machine business.
Yes.
Well, that is all right. Continue,
yes,
with it.
Yes.
But I think he should also realize that he ought to be developing as a medium in the orthodox, as if I can use such a word, sense, you know.
Yes.
But anyway, I think experiments will take place,
yes,
which will be of an extraordinary nature. And I think that it is necessary, perhaps, from his point of view,
yes,
to have no link with an instrument. But I feel that he should continue experimenting with instruments, I mean, mediums.
Yes. Darling, I'm very worried about Leslie. He is very tired.
Oh, well, I suppose this is to be expected, you know,
and
because he is an instrument.
Yes.
A great deal of vitality and energy
is taken
and
out of
force,
yes,
is taken from,
but
him. Of course,
yes,
he will become tired, dear.
Yes, but can we help him? Because
I don't know. I don't see how one can do very much more.
Yes.
You see, I mean, he has the people on this side who take care of him.
Yes.
He has his own group of souls,
yes,
and the doctors.
Yes.
And of course, I suppose the real truth of the matter is that obviously as a person gets older,
yes,
then their body becomes more,
yes,
subject,
yes,
to change,
but
and more subject to conditions, you know.
Darling, we all wriggle for vitality in one way or another.
I know.
If we know.
Well, everything possible, I'm sure, will be done, and is being done for him. He must not get depressed. I think sometimes he gets depressed. I, like you, get depressed sometimes.
Yeah, but I recoup my vitality.
I know.
Yes.
Well, I think he will too.
Ah.
But he must not overtax himself. He must not do too much.
Mm.
And this is not good.
But
because it means that his vitality will be drained,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But please help him mentally.
Of course I will.
If you can.
The children send their love and blessings to you,
darling,
as always.
Darling, give them a big tremor from me.
And when you...
Well,
I will see you again before you return, of course.
Oh, yes,
but
darling.
I'm very anxious that you should carry on the experiments, that,
yes,
you should not give them up.
I
mean, all you have to do,
hmm,
is just to put the tape recorder on and let it run.
Yes.
I mean, there's nothing lost by that.
But
and then you play back, and perhaps, who knows, I may be able to get on it.
But you think I should have a dark room?
I think it is a good thing. I think it,
yeah,
is a helpful thing.
Because
I think it may well help with the results.
Yes, it may help with the results. And I'll have to use a small room for making it into a dark room.
Well, you could do that.
Yes.
You have the little room that,
yes,
you could use. I think.
What
are you going to do today? It's going to be a very bad day, yes?
Well, darling,
the weather is changing again, huh?
It's becoming cloudy and disturbing.
There is a great deal of disturbance,
yes,
in the atmosphere.
Now,
and let me tell you, too,
yes,
that all this disturbance in the conditions of the earth and the atmosphere,
yes,
do not help us to communicate.
No, darling.
You know, I come and speak to you. I do very well, I think.
Yes. Yes.
But the point is that this is another aspect, you know,
yes,
that if this continues, the interference,
yes,
in your world,
yes,
in so many different directions, this is not going to help in communication.
Because I've often heard that even the moon can affect its communications. And
well, that I don't know, but I do know that with all the disturbances that are happening in your world, of all kinds, you know,
yes,
and there are many kinds of disturbances,
yes,
going on,
yes,
interfering with natural,
yes,
conditions, you know,
yes,
you cannot go on doing this indefinitely,
no,
without somehow it reacting.
No.
You see, nature itself will object, you know, and then you'll have strange things happen.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, all over the world at this time, different things are happening. And I think the next big catastrophe that is going to happen on Earth, and this is like a prophecy, is going to be a terrible earthquake. And there is a great turbulence in the atmosphere.
In which
Under the ground.
In which part of the world?
Well, I don't know. I have not been told exactly.
In the Far East?
But I think it is going to be where there has not been an earthquake of any real consequence for a very long time.
No.
But there is something which is causing this to happen. And I think science is disrupting a great deal in the atmosphere.
The balance
but I am told that this earthquake could be somewhere in... wait a moment, they are telling me the place. In the Far East.
Ah, that's it. Japan or China,
that's it. There is a band.
Yes.
And they seem to think this will happen very soon.
Yes, in the Far East.
And wish it were possible to prevent or do something to help the people.
Yes.
But when nature rebels, you know.
Yes.
Of course, you see, there have been these things for centuries, we know, but interfering with nature to the extent that they are doing now is aggravating the whole position.
Correct,
you know?
Correct, darling. I believe that, you see, in the Far East, Japan is in a very unstable condition, geologically.
I think the world, within the next 9 months, from what they tell me, is going to see changes which will surprise people.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be a change in political thinking, too.
Yes,
and there's going to be a difference of opinion to such an extent that people who have been very close are going to be on different sides of defense and so on.
Yes,
I think this Vietnam War will be brought to a close very soon.
Then I pray for
and I think there's going to be a different government in America.
Yeah.
From what I am being told, I think that this year, the end of this year, is going to bring many changes.
I pray for peace every day.
Do not we also?
Yes.
But the world is...
Yes, of course we can only pray.
The conditions of your world are so appalling.
Yes.
The peoples of the earth are so unhappy. No one is contented. Very few are contented.
I love you to talk to me like this when you are talking about future events.
But I make the prophecy in a way because of what I have been told.
Yes, sir.
And also if I make it on a tape recording and it happens in whatever the period of time may be, then it is some confirmation that we can see ahead.
You know,
time is a big illusion.
Yes, exactly. Sometimes I wish I had a tape recording of your voice when you were living on Earth. Because that would have been a very, very good, you know, talking point.
To make a comparison?
Comparison.
Well, as it would have been so.
Yes.
But of course, people do not realize that when we come to talk to you, we have to reconstruct, you know.
Exactly. But I know that your voice...
Well, you do, and that is the important and the only important thing, really, that you know.
Yeah. But,
anyway, I have to go in a minute. I talk with you tomorrow. Huh?
Okay, darling.
And thank you for the flowers.
Oh,
and love for the children.
Yeah.
And... well, we must talk more about experiments, too.
Give them a big time.
I will.
Thank you.
I always never quite know how to say goodbye.
No, that's it. No, we are always together.
But we will be together.
Yes, always. Thank you.
Bless you, darling.
Yes, thank you, darling.
Yes, she's marvelous.
Yes,
she really is. I expect she'll come and talk to you tomorrow and bring the children.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A copy of many things. That
many
is why, when I told you before, when you come here, although it is not the same exactly, many things in our home will be very similar. If you carry the memory of something very strong, that memory of it and the desire for it can create it here.
You know,
so we'll have many of our things that we like around.
I sometimes miss very much the little things I used to do for you. And now I say I can't do them. For instance, you know, the cosmetics I used to make for you. And you used to like them so much.